Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Quiet Storm Experience with yours truly, the Diamond Diva, y'all. I love that damn song. Smokey Robinson, y'all. The Quiet Storm, all right? Thank you guys so much for plugging in tonight on this Tuesday. Blessed evening. We appreciate your love, your support, and just for making this station your go-to station. We really appreciate that. But I do want to say this, okay? First of all, I got to give my thanks to God because it's, you know, the creator, all right? It's because of him that we are where we are right now, still here, all right? But I do want to say this. Listen, guys. Before we get started, okay, because this is going to be the Quiet Storm Experience as it always is, right? But we do have a few things that we're going to be changing up tonight. Well, just one thing. We're going to be bringing in some topics along with the music, okay? And the reason why we're doing this tonight is because I can't wait to Thursday. I cannot wait to Thursday, which is our main show that we talk about all kinds of things on. I couldn't wait for Thursday, so I wanted to be able to discuss a few things, you know what I'm saying, that I have on my mind. And we also have a special guest in the building with us, Miss Rose Williams. I will let her come in at some point and introduce herself to you all. All right, but we have her in the building, and DJ B1, of course, who's always by my side. That's my main man, for real, for real. All right, they're here tonight, and we're going to be talking about some things, and we're not going to just go and, you know, all out into this long, drawn-out conversation, but we're going to discuss some things that, that you know, either two or three of us have on our minds, okay? But we're also going to be getting the music in, too, all right? So every once in a while, I'll break, and then, you know, we'll get you back into the music so you can get two for one. How cool is that, okay, for those that don't mind, you know, doing this type of show with us tonight or just being involved. But listen, I do want to give you the opportunity to call into the station tonight if you got a shout out, if you got a request, or if you want to say something to the diva, DJ B1 or Miss Rose Williams, you can do that at 319-527-6171. This is Diversity of the Minds, Blazing Heat Radio. And hey, when I say diversity of the minds, I really mean that. All right, and that's why tonight we're doing what we're doing, because we are diversity in our shows, okay? So, hey, if this ain't for you tonight and you just wanted to listen to the music and that's it, well, then guess what? You're welcome to go into our archives here on Blog Talk Radio and, you know, scroll back to last Tuesday where we had the Quiet Storm Experience if you've missed that show, and you can be able to, you know, listen to that, all right? So it's all good. All right, so listen, guys, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to bring in Miss Rose. Well, actually, I'm going to wait. I'm going to let Rose Williams hold on just a minute, all right? I got to bring in DJ B1, all right, because he is definitely number one in my book, as well as, you know, my right-hand man with this radio station, okay? So he got to go first all the time, all right, outside of God. So I'm going to bring in DJ B1 quickly, and then we're going to get Rose Williams in, let her introduce herself, and then we're going to go into a few tracks, or maybe four, and then we're going to come back and open up our topic, okay? All right, so DJ B1, the Chameleon, you are now live in the building with the Diva.
Well, good evening, Diamond Diva.
Hello.
Yes, good evening, Diamond Diva. How are you tonight?
Sound I'm
like
good.
You're in well form.
I'm good.
Yeah, well.
I am.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, well, you know, I know that the Quiet Storm, you know, the Quiet Storm is always an experience in itself because of all of the slow, sensual music that you play. The, you know, theme of the evening, because we are unscripted right here.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so it's not a script. So, you know, just stay tuned and be welcomed into a diverse world, for real. So yeah, Diamond Diva, that's great.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, DJ B1. I honestly, like I said, I could not wait till Thursday because there's some things on my mind that I want to talk about. We got Rose here tonight. And, of course, Rose always brings, substance to this station whenever she comes on, awareness. And she's very knowledgeable, you know, about what she's talking about. You know what I mean? So when we deal with certain topics, I like to be able to have someone on the panel with us that will, you know, give their insight as well on, you know, certain things that they, you know, have going on.
Of course.
All right. Or think.
Of course.
So she's a good choice for tonight.
I know it's going to be deep. I know that.
It is. All right. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring in Miss Rose Williams. The beautiful, talented, deep in the brain, Rose Williams. You are now live with the Diamond Diva and DJ B1. Hey, girl.
Hey, what's going on? Hello, my people from all over the world, from way down under in Australia, down in Singapore, and all about covering all bases of all God's four corners. I mean, just
I have to say it like that
because I don't connect with so many people, beautiful people on Facebook. You know, and if you had told me this 6 years ago when I set foot and met you two guys, I wouldn't have believed it. But, hey, it started it all. You know, some people always forget about home, but, no, I ain't going to forget about home. I ain't going to forget about home.
Say it loud for the ones in the back row.
I ain't going to forget about home. You don't forget about home. You know, at least in the South, I speak for the South. My mama used to tell me, she said, look, I don't care what you done did. You can always come back home. You hear me? If it don't work out, you can always come back home. And when you raised in a community where everybody getting ready, I remember just like it yesterday, I was getting ready to go to Atlanta, living in an old hillbilly town in South Carolina. I won't call the name of it. If you done followed me, you done heard me say the name of it. You know, and one of my girlfriends was like, you want to go by and see your mama before you leave? Because my mama was working at a factory. You know now, you want to be able to go back home. You don't want to leave all crazy where you can't come back home. So, you know, that's the way it is, you know. You always think about home because that's what gave you the start. And that's what I would tell any young person. Hey, even if you're having problems with your parents, hey, your mama and your daddy, they made you. You know, they made you. And you should always remember them because they want the best for you. And that's just the bottom line. That's just the bottom line. When people look at you, they go think about your mama and daddy. They go say, what kind of person is that? I wonder about her mama. What about her daddy? How'd you raise that child like that? So I don't want to get long-winded. but that's just the foundation, you know.
Well, we appreciate that, Rose. We really honestly do. And you are one of the few that have acknowledged that and actually stood out and did what, you know, you just said. We appreciate that, baby. We really do. All right? But listen,
you can't talk by yourself. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you can't do that. No, absolutely not. It's not going to happen. All right? You're going to need some help.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to go ahead real quickly and introduce yourself to everyone, and then what we're going to do, because, again, you know, we're mixing this show tonight, okay?
Yeah.
But I want you to give your introduction to everyone. We're going to go into some tracks. And when we come back, we're going to open up a topic, okay?
Okay, sounds good. I am Rose Williams, and I am on Facebook, and I'm on exclusively, YouTube almost every day. I've designed to do content almost every single day. And we're talking about tools you can do for life. But I'm on Facebook also, but limited, but most likely on YouTube. All right?
All right, y'all. Y'all heard it from Rose Williams. Mm-hmm. And you'll be hearing more from her throughout the segment of this broadcast. But I do want to say this before we go into the music. Listen, y'all, it's very imperative that y'all share the lives, okay? When we're live on the airwaves, we and we post it on Facebook or whatever, or Instagram, not Instagram, but Twitter or LinkedIn. Just share it, okay? It doesn't take much to do that, all right? So I just wanted to throw that out there. But, again, this is the Quiet Storm Experience, of course, with a little twist, all right, with yours truly, the Diamond Diva. Butter Love, y'all, by Nyx. We'll be right back.
What's this? Quiet Storm.
I gotta be real with you, baby. Just gotta let you know.
You got the love that I want.
That's right.
Love that I need.
What is bond is butter, baby. Check this out.
You're like my homie, my shorty. You've shown me so many things. And you're so special. Kicking it for a while. Your sexy smile, prima donna style. Ooh, you're driving me so wild. Ain't got no reputation, educated conversation. And ooh, you got that bomb love making. It's more than sexual. This love, you know, is proper dough. It's oh so, so incredible.
like a man now, don't you feel? Like a lover now, don't you hear?
Oh,
to let yourself go tonight, baby, because this is the Quiet Storm Experience, and this is exactly how we get down over here on this radio station, okay? All right, so if you are just entering the building, we want to thank you for taking the time out of your evening, all right, to join us for a nice evening, all right, of great music, as well as great conversation, okay? And if you are tuning in, all right, right now, this show is going to be a mixed show, all right? We're going to be talking about some things that we need to talk about, and we don't want to wait till Thursday, all right, to do that, because that's when we really talk about everything. So we don't want to do that, all right, but we're going to do that tonight, and that's the reason why I kind of gave y'all a nice little, you know, playlist there to hold you over for a minute, all right? All right, so we welcome you here. We thank you. We got Miss Rose Williams in the building with us tonight. She is our special guest, and we're going to bring her in and allow her, you know what I mean, to, hey, say something to all of you beautiful people out there. Rose.
Hello, you beautiful people all over the world. I just sent a link to all of my people on Facebook. Wherever you are, thank you so much for tuning in. You know, we love you all. We do. We do. And, you know, when you have a human body and your eye hurt, guess what? The whole body hurts. It's no such thing as one person better than the other person, because we all, at the end of the day, are the human race, and we have to remember that. We have different views, different outcomes, different energy, different everything. And, you know, we just got to learn how to love on each other and bring out the best in each other, you know, and just be a prosperous people. That's what it's all about, and getting along. That's really what it's all about in the end of the day.
Okay. All right. All right, well, hey, okay, well, hey, you know what, listen, y'all heard what Rose said, you know what I mean, and it's facts, all right, but listen, I started out talking about this, you know, before we went into our music, but I do want to take it a little bit further, and then I'm going to turn it over to DJ B1, you know, because I'm sure he probably has something on his mind tonight, and if not, then you know how DJ is. He's going to make up some shit, all right? So, hey, but I do want to say this, guys, honestly, for those that support the radio station, right, if y'all been rocking with this station forever, since we've been on the airwaves, okay, I'm talking about 9.5 years, all right, just with this station, all right, if y'all really rock with us like that, man, y'all have to be able to give feedback, right, on how we're doing. Whenever we're on the airwaves, I always shout out that email address, you know what I'm saying? So whenever y'all got an issue with the station, or you have whatever it is, a question that you want us to, you know, answer here on the radio station, or just how we're doing, period, all right, as a radio station, that's very important, man. Y'all can't just be listening in, you know what I mean, to the shows, even though, you know what I mean, we appreciate that. But at the same time, we still would like to know that we're doing a great job, or we can do better, okay? And the only way that we're going to be able to move to the next phase of this station is if y'all give honest feedback, okay? You have to do that. It's very important, you know? And I ain't going to try to, you know what I'm saying, throw nobody up under the bus, but I'm just going to say this. Like, if you rocking with us, you rocking with us. If you ain't rocking with us, then stop listening to us, okay? Because there's a lot of people on social media that I see every day, and I normally tag people sometimes, and then sometimes I don't tag you, all right? But at the same time, I'm still watching. Why? Because we should do better than this. We really should do better than this. We are so wrapped up into what's going on around this world as far as celebrity-wise and, you know what I'm saying, all this other shit, when we should be really trying to advance not just ourselves but our fellow brother and sister out there that's got a brand, whether it's a radio station, music, whatever the hell it is, even if it's somebody that's trying to get their modeling career off the ground, all right? Y'all support people like that. You have to do that, okay? You have to do it. It's very important. Especially if you're one of those people that are always throwing some shit on your page about we supposed to be supporting black people, and not just black people, but anybody, all right? And y'all the ones that ain't really supporting. So kind of like, you know what I'm saying, that's like really fucked up, bro, or sis. That's really fucked up, all right? So practice what you preach, okay? If you're going to do it, do it. If you ain't going to do it, don't do it. But this radio station have been on the airwaves long enough, all right, to have newcomers that's in the station as well as our own people that have been here since we started, man. We need y'all feedback for real. Okay, so let us know how we're doing, you know, whether we're doing a bad job or not. I don't give a fuck, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. And, yes, this show is uncensored, especially when I'm on the airwaves, all right? It's always going to be uncensored, okay, because I get in my feelings, baby, real quick. But that's neither here nor there, all right? Support, support, support. Give the feedback, all right, that you have to Diversity of the Minds of Blaze Need Radio, and you can do that either on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn. Just go into our personal inboxes, and we will answer you, okay? Or, hey, if you're not on social media like that, you know, but you're on, but you love your email, guess what? It's diversityoftheminds@yahoo.com. diversityoftheminds@yahoo.com, all right? So if you use your email all the time, email us and let us know how we're doing or show ideals or whatever it is that we need to do to move forward, all right? We value that, and it's going to take us a long way. Am I right, DJ B1?
Oh, absolutely. You know, without, you know, the supporters and the support, and, you know, we're nothing without them, all right? We keep grinding and going on, but, you know, it's very important to get your input. Because, you know, guess what? You know, it's always good to have some constructive criticism or constructive patting on the back. So, you know, we would definitely, what Diva was talking about, we would definitely like to have your feedback on saying, okay, well, you know, this is what I like about the show, this is what I dislike about the shows, and this, that, and the other. And then, yeah, you know, maybe we can make a compromise if it's not too demanding, but yeah, I mean, it's definitely, and we'll put those ideas to work, you know, get them to the Diamond Diva and everything. Those ideas will definitely go a long way in the quality of the programming that Diversity of the Mind Blazing Heat Radio presents to you.
Absolutely.
Our audience, yes.
Absolutely, 100. Real shit, all right? Real shit. Listen, y'all, you heard what I said, you heard what he said, and now we're going to, you know, bring in Rose, just in case Rose wants to, you know, give feedback on this or she wants to talk about her own thing. But Rose, you are live, babe.
Well, like I said, it's about people getting along. I want people to get along, and I want them to be able to express their opinion in a quiet environment, and everybody listen, because everybody can learn something from someone. And even after the show, if you don't want to come on the air and you're somebody who just sit back and listen, you can always find all three of us on Facebook. You can find DJ B1 on Facebook. You can find Carolyn Battler, better known as the Diamond Diva, or Billy Ballard, better known as affectionately as DJ B1, and myself, Rose Williams, okay? And my program that I started off on Facebook with is Mind Hack 101, okay? And I'm on, right now, I'm on YouTube every single day. I welcome your comments and your criticism as well, all right? So you have a way to get in contact with us, all right? And not only that, I'm going to give a plug to my buddy way down under in Australia, Caleb Templeman, as well as our big old mastermind group that we have every Thursday night. So if you have a brand, you have all these people that I just mentioned that will willingly help you. All you got to say is, I don't know how to do this. They will willingly help you. If you just think you don't have a talent, hey, reach out and tell them, I don't have a talent. I don't know what it is I should do. Reach out to any one of us. I will promote you. I have places that I go and promote my own stuff. I will turn it and I will promote you. I have other people that will do the same identical thing. It's about networking. So we have a global international audience, all right? So you can get your brand out. And we don't charge a penny. Maybe we should, but we don't because we're passionate about what we do. And we're not gurus, okay? We're not gurus. We've been doing this for a long, long time. Carolyn been doing it longer than I have. Her and DJ B1 been doing it longer than I have, okay? I've been doing it for a long time. Caleb been doing it for a long time, too. He's the younger one out of the bunch, but he can always teach us something. He can always teach you something. He gave me a crash course on something the other night I didn't know nothing about, and I was, like, willing to give up, and he wouldn't even let me give up. It should have been the other way around, but he wouldn't let me give up. And I can do the same thing and go back to Carolyn. When I didn't want to go on the air, I'm like, I can't do this. She said, yes, you can. You have a message. Now I'm very confident in front of the camera. You know, I mean, that's what happens when you do these kinds of things. You bring out the gift in you. Don't be like a person, they laying on their deathbed, and they're going, I should have did this, I should have did that, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You were born for a purpose. You have a reason. You have something to share to the world. And there's so many people out here that die and don't bring their raw talents to the surface. Don't be one of them. Bring your talents. Stir the gift. The Bible says stir the gifts in you. You have something to say. You do. You might think you don't, but you do. And the first place to start on radio, start on social media. You know, create a page. Anybody can do that. If you got a Facebook page, you can add pages. I was talking to somebody today in our mastermind group. They were like, I didn't know you could have pages. I said, you have 30 pages. You have 12 pages. You just got to have something that you're passionate about or you're selling something. You never know until you try. And one thing about social media, it's easy to learn. You can basically teach yourself. You can find somebody that'll help you because I didn't know what to do. Carolyn and Billy helped me, and I'm still learning stuff. Even Caleb, as young as he is, he teaches me stuff. You're never too old to learn. You're never too young to learn a new skill. The thing is, never stop learning. Keep on going. Never stop. Never ever, ever stop.
Amen. 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 Listen, I'm gonna turn it over to DJ B1 real quick because that's facts. You know what I mean? We're constantly learning as long as we're living. All right, period. DJ B1, and then we're gonna go into a commercial break, y'all. When we come back, I have something else on my mind. I'm sure Rose as well as DJ B1, or maybe I'll turn it over to him, I don't know. But anyway, yeah, we're going to go into a commercial break here in a minute. So, DJ, I want you to go ahead and, you know.
Okay, yeah, well, I'm gonna piggyback. I mean, Rose is on fire, as usual, but she's on fire tonight, you know what I mean? She's not too deep for you audience not to understand or saying, like, okay, well, what the fuck is she talking about or this, that, and the other, okay? She's spitting out some real shit, and you know, what she's spitting out is simple. You know what I'm saying? Think. It's not illegal yet, you know. And that's where, you know, we need to take our minds to. Same thing Rose is saying. We need to take our minds to it and whatever you're passionate about and, you know, whatever it is, you know. It may not have to be a business venture or whatever, you know what I mean? Whatever you're passionate about. Just be good at it, and those are the type of things that that phrase come from. You know, think it's not illegal yet. Research, it's not illegal yet. Researching is easier now than it was when me and Rose was coming up. We had to go to an encyclopedia. I bet you a whole bunch of people out there don't even know what the hell a encyclopedia is. You know what I mean? So. You know, it's easier to research now. All you got to do is just think it in your mind and then Google it, and it'll happen for you. So, I'm just being passionate about myself. You know, I'm passionate about people learning or people thinking for themselves or people that believe in other people's people and know how to recognize the person that is there for you and one that means harm to you. You know what I mean? So that's what the mind is for. The mind is for all of us to think on our own, think on our own terms, because I may live my life one way and somebody else may live their life another way, but guess what? There's not a right or wrong. My wife has a quote about that shit, you know, it's not a right or wrong unless you think it's right or wrong or something like that, but she can tell you that better than I can. But yeah, that's yeah, I mean, that's all falling in line with the same thing, you know.
Okay.
Free your mind and your ass will follow.
Oh, there it is. There it is. There it is. Free your mind and your ass will follow. All right. Hey, listen, y'all. This is the Quiet Storm Experience. And I told y'all it was going to be a bit of a mix. All right, mix up. We were going to do a little bit something different tonight. So when we come back, y'all, we're going to go into commercial break. But when we come back, I want to speak about police brutality. And this is something that we're always constantly talking about, right? But because it's happening more and more and more and more, all right, I want to give my condolences to families that have lost their children or their loved one, you know, from you know, police brutality. But I also have something else that I would like to discuss about our black people, okay? And that's just what it is, all right? You know, hey, whatever. Anyway, y'all, I ain't going to get into anything else but this music, okay? So, hey, this is the Quiet Storm Experience with yours truly, the Diamond Diva. And if you don't want to let us go, it's all good. And why should you? Why should you let us go? Because we the bomb.com over here, all right? Blackstreet, not Backstreet, y'all. Blackstreet with Never Gonna Let You Go right here on the Quiet Storm Experience. We'll be right back, guys. Hold tight.
Stay in my life forevermore.
I just said. But who the hell argue and fight like dogs at 6 in the morning? I know it's gonna be some more shit tonight. Chance on love, it's time, I'm dying. For you I gave my heart and turned my back against the world. Cause you are my girl, girl, girl. I done damn near lost my mama. I done been through so much drama. I done turned into the man that I never thought I'd be. I'm ready to sign them papers. I don't like. You claim you hate who I was, but that's the reason you here now. You think I don't know what's up, but sweetheart, that's what ruined us. I ain't afraid to say I got needs, but the only time you're here for me when the bottle's popping and everything is sweet. But I'm tired of sleeping in the other room, spending them long nights trying to figure out what in the hell in my heart I ain't do right. Oh, you, I gave my heart and turned my back against the world.
Thank you. help them up from heaven, you drop me back down to the
live here in the studios of Diversity of the Minds, Blazney Radio, the Quiet Storm Experience. Listen, guys, I do want to say something about this particular track here. I think, is this the track you're talking about, DJ B1, Rocket Love?
Yes, 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 terrible audio.
Terrible. Okay, all right. Well, guys, we would like to apologize for that, okay? Those types of things happen in the studio every once in a while.
Yeah.
And but still a nice track, all right? I like it.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome
great
back,
track.
Y'all.
Great track.
Absolutely, absolutely. Welcome back, guys, into the building here. Again, this is the Quiet Storm Experience. Tonight we have a little twist to it. We're going to be talking about some things that that are dear to our hearts. For those that normally listen to this broadcast, y'all know we don't do that on this particular show, but tonight I felt the need to do it, all right? So if y'all are still rocking out with us, I appreciate it. And for the new people, hey, listen, y'all just kick back and relax, all right, because we, you know, this is what we do over here, all right. But we do have Rose Williams in the building with us, and we're going to bring her in because I'm sure that she has some things that she would like to talk about, but not before I talk about the police brutality thing, all right, but we're going to bring her in so she can introduce herself to anyone that's just plugged in. Rose.
Hello, beautiful people around the world. If you see me on Facebook or if you saw me on YouTube, I am Rose Williams, and I'm about the energy, the frequency that blends everybody together. But there's some other things that we need to talk about, as you would have a family meeting and you would have your kids and sit them down and say, okay, these are some things that need to be talked about, and these are some things that need to be talked about that you will not find on network news, on certain blogs. These are some things that need to be addressed, okay? And if you have a problem with this, as what was stated earlier, the information was here on this particular, however you came into this broadcast, you can actually, you don't have to email me. You can find me on Facebook, Rose Williams. You can tell me your concerns, and I will address those concerns. Or you can go to DJ B1. You can go to the Diamond Diva. All right? It's really simple. We want to hear from you. This is a community forum, a radio, that you can hook up to and get into. You can find me on Facebook, Rose Williams, Mind Hack 101. You can find me on YouTube, Rose Williams, Mind Hack 101, hosted by Rose Williams. Or you can find me on my website at www.mindhack102wordpress.com. All right? Really simple. We're anxious to talk, and we're anxious to hear from you. All right?
All right. Well, thank you, Rose, for putting that out there. Listen, guys, I do want to talk about, and you know, because this is something else that's on my mind, and I was speaking on it a little bit earlier, police brutality. This thing has been in the news for before half of us was born, and it's very important that we understand exactly what's really going on, okay? A lot of times I've looked at the news and I've, you know, seen social media and I've seen where there were confrontations with police officers and, you know, black people, okay, African Americans, all right? And some of the cases I've seen as far as, you know, recent cases, all right, George Floyd, all right, that was complete murder live on television. You could see it, all right? That was murder. But we're talking about black people that resist arrest or resist commands of a police officer. And then you do things that causes them to do things to you, okay? There's no justification for a lot of stuff that happens, but we really have to look deep within ourselves about what causes a person to leave this world, okay? Sometimes we can't comply, mm-hmm. and we still get killed. We still get killed. And then there's other times where we, you know, we comply and we don't get killed. So it's just all about the person's mindset, right? But I know that I may take backlash from this and I don't give a damn, but I got to say it. You know what I'm saying? We really need to start focusing on why we are killing each other. And we're talking about black people. Why the fuck are we killing each other all the time? But then we quick to run to the news and we're quick to, you know, throw things on social media and make a big frenzy, all right, about police brutality amongst our black people. All right, yes, a lot of times it's unfortunate. But at the end of the day, what are you doing to change things in your community with black-on-black violence that don't make the media? What are we doing to change that? I have a problem with that, man. I really have a problem with that because we're so ass backwards on things. Mind control. That's what Rose Williams hosts. That's what she produced. Mind Hag 101, it's all about mind control. The media hypes our children up to get killed because they got this attitude of, okay, well, you know what, yeah, back, you know what I'm saying, my ancestors, this, that, and the third. Well, guess what? Your ancestors are gone, but you're still here. So we don't have to have this macho attitude all the time. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that in all cases that we don't get killed because sometimes we can be doing everything and they still pop a bullet in us and kill us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it. I've heard about it. But what I'm saying is that stop letting the media hype you up all the time and these fucking celebrities out here. Oh, you know your rights and this and that. You know your rights. But then think about your children. Think about your family that you got to get home to. Is the macho attitude really worth it? No, it's not when it comes to your life. So we have to change that. And that's the reason why I wanted to talk about this tonight because, again, this station is about serious shit. I'm not going to interrupt the Quiet Storm experience if we just jibber-jabbering. I'm not going to do that, all right? I'm going to interrupt this motherfucking show because I have some things on my mind, some serious shit on my mind, and we're talking about serious shit. We got to start changing what's going on in our communities, all right, while we focus on one fucking thing, mind control. You're under mind control because you're allowing the media to get you fucked up. I said what I said, especially for the dumb motherfuckers in the back row. Anyway, DJ B1, you want to chime in on this? What?
Oh, yeah, that's fire. That's fire. I mean, you know what I'm saying, all the way around the board. And reading this fire all the way around the board, first of all, you know, we're in these times where we need to talk to our children how to act when you get, you know, when you get stopped
yeah.
by and
yeah.
a law officer.
You're right. You're right.
Okay.
You're right.
Now, guess what? If you got a simple misdemeanor traffic a ticket, there's no need of you, you know, doing the most. Just comply, and you might go to jail and get out tomorrow, okay? But you'll live. But you still get
okay.
out of jail tomorrow, and you'll live. Okay, don't just go crazy because you got a crazy simple. Now, well, you know what? If you got stopped and you're going to go back to jail just for going to jail and you're going to spend the rest of your life in jail, you know, I don't really condone, you know, that. But guess what? I might resist my damn self. But at the same time, if you got a simple, we talking about the latest, you know, the last guy that got the 20-year-old that got killed in Minneapolis. And, you know what I mean? I mean, it's other reasons why he got stopped. You know, they say, you know, he had a something on his mirror that's a state law, I mean, a city law, whatever the case may be, yada, yada, yada. But at the same time, he still resisted. And I seen the part of the resisting. It wasn't right. I'm not sitting here saying that it's right. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it's right. But that's the kind of conversation we need to have with our children. You know what I mean? If your child, your son or your daughter is hiding a ticket from you that you don't even know about, you still have that conversation with them and say, guess what? If you get stopped by the law on a simple case like this, I might be pissed off and you know what I'm saying, and maybe let you stay in jail for a day or two. But you'll come home. Those are the kind of conversations you need to have on that part. Okay, all right. So now I said what I said about that part. Now, you know, the other part with, you know, the Diamond Diva was saying, and then I'm if you go back into our archives, we talked about this a lot. And, you know, Chicago leads the nation yearly. And black-on-black crime. And I just don't understand how somebody can, you know, they can go and protest. And Diamond Diva put this on her Facebook today, on her page today. I mean, you know, I just don't understand how you can go to a senseless killing. Oh, I mean, I'm not being I'm not being dramatic, but I'm just saying, if you just look at the situation, you'll go out there and protest that this one white man, if you look at the statistics, this one white man, and you look at the statistics, maybe there's 85 deaths a year that's senseless in the black community from a policeman. But there's hundreds and thousands of black people killing black people. So, yes. That was
exactly,
I think,
what
you know, that's what the Diamond Diva was talking about. But nobody, they go to Minneapolis and they protest this 1 in 85, not saying that it's it wasn't senseless, but I'm saying you go and protest, this 1 out of 85 killings of our black people, of our heritage, versus thousands. You don't go to Chicago and protest. Why you don't go to Chicago and protest? Because guess what, they're killing more people than there are a day. They kill multiple people than there are days. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you look up in Chicago, they got 800 and something dead in a year, and that's 365 dead on black-on-black crime. We ain't just talking about nothing else. We just talking about black-on-black crime. So that's what the Diamond Diva was saying. And I really, you know, and that's real talk.
Right. Okay, DJB1, we got 35 minutes left here in the studio, so I'm trying to spread the time here, so I don't want us to be going so far here and take away from the music. But, Rose, please hold tight. I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to play two tracks, and then I'll come back to you and let you kind of piggyback off what DJB1 just said, all right?
Okay.
All right. Y'all, again, this is the Quiet Storm Experience. We're broadcasting from Houston, Texas. Yours truly, the Diamond Diva. And we got a twist tonight, y'all. We're talking about some serious shit. So stay tuned, stay plugged. We'll be right back after these two tracks. All right. Roberta Flack, all right, and Donnie Hathaway with The Closer I Get to You. We'll be right back.
by giving me all you got. Your love has captured me. Over and over again, I try to tell myself that we could never be more than friends.
Diversity of the Mind Place Meet Radio, the Quiet Storm Experience with yours truly, the Diamond Diva, y'all. Y'all just heard that "For the Lover in You" by the Shalimar. The Shalimar. Oh, I love that group. Yes, 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 yes. Hey, listen, guys, if y'all plug in every Tuesday night, this is what y'all are going to hear, this type of music. And most of the times it's continuous play with, you know, a few commercial breaks, but we don't have the topics that we're having tonight, all right? So y'all please forgive us for that. But, hey, this is something that we wanted to do, all right? So we changed it up a little bit, and we hope that y'all enjoyed it. But we got Rose Williams here in the building alongside of DJ B1, the Chameleon, who's always got my back. All right, Rose Williams is here to join us tonight. She's been talking about some things that she's been passionate about. And so we're going to bring her in so she can kind of piggyback off of what DJ B1 was talking about, Rose Williams.
Well, I guess there's no really easy way to say this. You know, just come on out and say it. You know, a lot of people ask, I'm sure people of color ask this, why my people won't help me. I don't know why. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know why. I would tell you to, like, keep an open mind and just look. You know, just look and go online. Look at the different organizations that profess to represent us. Look at the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and look at Malcolm X, look at Martin Luther King, and look at what happened there and then look at the origins of Farrakhan and where he came from, and look at where we at now. Look at Jesse Jackson, and then draw your own conclusion. Look at our churches, and look at where you are in your walk. Look at the situation you're in. I'm not in your situation. I don't know where you are. You might be in a shack somewhere. I don't know. You know, I don't know. But I can tell you wherever you are, start wherever you are at this moment in time and realize you are so powerful. You don't know how powerful you are. Once you learn how powerful you are, this is the thing. This is the thing you need to understand. Don't spend so much time looking at that TV. Spend more time reading your Bible and find a concordance that will break things down. Go. I mean, you may not be somebody who go to church, but on a Wednesday night, they'd be glad to have a Bible study with you. Go to the Bible study. Go. Learn it. Go to a Jehovah's Witness. You don't have to be a Jehovah's Witness. They lay everything out for you. And you decide, because it's a big puzzle. That is what it is. It's a big puzzle. And once you get the foundations of it, you can decide for yourself. Nobody else can. Only you. You know how to use Smokey the Bear? When I was coming up, they used to use Smokey the Bear. Only you. And Smokey the Bear come out and say, only you can prevent forest fires. So I'm telling you, only you can get to the truth. And that comes through you reading the main book of all books. That's the Bible. That's God's love letter to you. The churches are open. And like I said in my video on YouTube, maybe they'll do a better job. But in case they don't, just take one page. I don't care. Just take one page. Read that page before you get up in the morning, before you go to bed at night. Make time. Make 10 minutes. 10 minutes ain't going to hurt you. Take that one page and read that one page over and over again, because repetition is the key. When you can recite it, it becomes a part of you. Nobody can take it away from you. Just like that parrot in the cage. When you buy a parrot and you buy it and you bring it home and you put it in the cage, the parrot really don't say nothing, because you might go there and go, they told me this parrot can talk. And you might say, parrot talk. Uh-huh.
We do have just like a little bit, you know, can you wrap it up just a little bit?
So what I'm saying is, in a nutshell, just like that parrot talking, one day the parrot going to go in and talk, and you're going to get it. Listen. That's the main thing. Listen and apply, and you'll be just fine. You hear me? That's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Diamond Diva.
Listen, y'all. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Rose broke it down the way that she broke it down, right? The way that she comprehends it, the way that we comprehend it, you know, she broke it down that way, all right? Just listen to the vibrations of the world, all right? Because it listens to you. All right, so that's what she was trying to say. All right, but listen, we kind of got away just a little bit from talking about, you know, the police brutality thing, and this is something that I wanted to get, you know, your input on, Rose, a little bit early. And I understand, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, you had some things on your mind, and this is what the station is about, you know, but I wanted you to kind of touch on what you think about police brutality and you know, and the black communities.
The black
and what
on
do
black
we
crime.
The black
you know
on
what?
Black crime.
When,
you know?
Right. So I would say, ladies, raise your son, you know, tell them to stop when the police tell them to stop. Because you know what? It's better for them to do what you tell them, what the police tell them to do. But I fault the news media. I fault the news media greatly for a lot of this stuff where our black males were killed, because they put this thing on the news saying, oh, my constitutional rights. You know what? All of that can go out the window, because I much rather have my son, because I have a son, I much rather my son do what they tell him to do and arrive home safely. Because you know what? You got your son. You ain't got to go to a funeral home and say goodbye in a pine darn box. You know, what was it? I don't know what it was, hanging down from the windshield or whatever it was. The smellies, or whatever. Take that shit out of your car. You know, I don't know what the deal was with this woman. I have no idea. But the thing was, like they say, it's two sides to every story. The mother said she gave the son the car. My thing was, you give the son your car, get everything done. Put the insurance in his name. Do everything. Do everything right. We have to remember. I know this is our country, and I'm trying to get to the point. I know this is our country. We live here. But unfortunately, even though it is our country, they treat indigenous people, that means Indians, Mexicans, Asians, people, brown people, they don't treat us right. We have to do more than our counterparts do. So if you give your son a car, and I you know, I know that lady feel bad about her son. If you give your son a car, go to the insurance agency, get the insurance in his name. And evidently she didn't do that, because I done seen a video. Because he called her.
Right.
And he said, Mom, they pulling me over for the whatever it was, hanging up on the thing, the smellies, the car freshener.
Yeah.
And she told him, well, tell the police. Some people ain't going to call her. And she got to live with that. She gave her son a car, but she didn't do what she should have did. She should have took her son to wherever it was. They got car insurance and made sure the car insurance and the license match it. Because 9 out of 10, even if they targeting you and they say, let me see your driver's license, let me see your insurance, everything got to match. They'll tell you, well, if nothing don't come up, I'm going to let you go. I don't been stopped. I live in an all-white community, basically. I don't been stopped numerous times.
Right, license,
I'm going to let you go, all right? Ain't nothing on my license.
Right.
I got nothing to worry about, because nothing on my license. Don't be
stupid.
Arrive home alive.
Exactly,
yes.
And that's the key. That's the key. Drive home alive, okay? That's it.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
I don't want nobody to go through this again.
Exactly. Rose, listen, honestly, because it's 15 minutes left, and I want you to continue to, you know, to get it out, all right? But we're going to go to one track, and we're going to come back and wrap this thing up with Rose Williams, all right? Champagne, Try Again, right here on the Quiet Storm Experience.
By the telephone, hoping that you
Quiet Storm Experience with yours truly, the Diamond Diva. Y'all just heard that Angela Bofill, all right? Tonight, I give into the feeling. My husband loved that song, and I like it too, all right? That's why we got it in this studio, okay? All right, listen, we're gonna take this conversation into the back room, and that is the ending of the show, okay? And if you, you know, want to tap out right now, you can, but we know we still have people that are listening in, even in the back room. But you can definitely hear the remaining of the show on playback tomorrow, okay? So you can type in www.blogtalkradio.com/diversityoftheminds, and you'll be able to get the playback of the whole entire show, all right? We did a twist tonight, y'all. We had some topics, and we still got some topics going on that was very dear to our hearts that we could not wait to talk about on Thursday. But, hey, that's what we did tonight. And Rose Williams is in the building with us, and we're going to go ahead and give her the opportunity to say her goodnights to everyone, as well as continue to talk about her topic. Rose Williams, go ahead, baby.
You know, guys, when you see this type of content on social media, it's really your obligation. You know, I don't know who you are or where you are. Like I said, you could be in a shack somewhere. I don't know, in Vietnam. I have no idea where my voice is going out in the universe. But do know, you're just talking to a country girl that happened to read and develop her skills and met the right people through the law of attraction, through stuff that I'm passionate about that I don't charge anything to tell you about, because I tell you these things because they're true. You don't have to be afraid to tell your truth, because somewhere, somebody can relate to where you're going through. You can touch lives all the way down under, okay? All the way down under in Australia, okay? I do it all the time. I talk to people all over the world, and it all started with my love of flying, my love of the internet, my love of going on the internet, not being afraid, connecting with people and talking with people. And you can do the same thing that I'm doing. And
Amen.
That's what it's all about, connecting with other souls around the world, sharing a message. And this kind of thing, police brutality, has to stop. It's not right. It's not fair. It's just not right. People have a right to be able to get in their car, go where they need to go, and come back home and arrive safely. I don't care what color they are. They have a right to do that. So when you see this kind of content, chime in, send an email or whatever. You don't even have to call if you don't want to, but send an email. It inspires us to keep this kind of program going on. And that's all I wanted to say.
That is facts. That is facts. Thank you so much for that, Rose. DJ B1, go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm going to keep it short. And the thing is that, guess what? Diversity of Mind, Blazing Heat Radio, you know, we present programming that's relevant, okay? Everybody has diversity of the minds that explains it all. But, you know, we all have a lot of things going on in our mind, and, you know, what's important, what's not important. Or, you know, what's semi-important, what's most important. But again, you know, we was talking about, you know, black-on-black crime. You know, hey, let's get away from, you know, let's get away from, you know, police crime, because that's been happening. It just didn't start happening. But, yeah, you know, we hear about it because, you know, we are social media, And all of those things, Google and all of those things, you can hear about it more than it did happen in, say, the 60s or the 70s. But, no, it's not happening any more than that. But the thing is that, guess what? I want to say this, and I'm going to wrap it up right here, and we can go into the back room with this. But I want to say this, is that, guess what? If we don't clean up our own backyard, how can anybody else think that your backyard is going to be cleaner than theirs? Because if you don't clean up your own backyard, they don't respect your backyard, and they don't respect nothing of your backyard. So, therefore, us killing ourselves is more detrimental to the police brutality, and we don't protest against that. So I have something I want to talk about in the back room, but as of right now, I can tell you this, Diversity of Minds, Blazing Heat Radio, we love you. It ain't a damn thing you can do about it. I'm out.
Amen.
DJ B1, I always know how to sing you out, y'all. That's what it is. Hey, listen, man, we are about to head into the back room. We want to bid you guys a good night, and thank you so much for plugging in to the Quiet Storm Experience with the Diamond Diva. We're going to go into another track. When we come back, we're going to bring Rose Williams back in and let her continue on with her topics of the evening. All right. So here we are with Johnny Taylor, Too Many Memories. We'll be right back, guys. One track.
Yeah. the sweet smell of your perfume. It's still driving me wild. The closer you get, the longer you stay. Makes it harder and harder for me to stay away.
Too many memories.
That's what it is, baby. Too many memories. And they're just killing me.
Inside the red carpet room, y'all. And that's what we call it, the red carpet room / the back room. All right, we on the back side of this thing, y'all, with the Quiet Storm Experience. Y'all just heard Johnny Taylor, Too Many Memories, all right? Hey, listen, tonight we did a twist, all right? We were talking about some topics as well as giving y'all the music. So right now we're headed in the back room, which we are right now, and we're going to continue the topics. All right, or maybe just kind of piggyback off what the other person said before we went into the music. So we got Rose Williams here in the building with DJ B1 and myself, and she's been bringing some great, you know, deep stuff tonight, all right? So we want her to continue, you know, giving y'all what she came here to give y'all. Rose Williams, go ahead, baby.
You know, I try to, you know, like I said, a lot of people come. It used to be a time nobody come to my inbox. I'd say stuff, and it'd be like, And I used to call Carol, and I'm like, nobody listening at me. Nobody don't care nothing about me. And she was like, you got a message to tell people. You don't realize it, but you got a message to tell people. And I've been doing this now almost 7 years, soon be seven years. And I never could imagine the kind of traffic that I get and the kind of people coming to, like, help me at my age. I don't even have to ask certain things. People just come and do things for me. And I want to thank those people that do things for me, that recognize the things that I'm trying to say that maybe sometimes I can't say them. But this is the thing. This is the main thing. And I hate to say this, but you know what? You have to help yourself. When you don't reach out to everybody and nobody don't want to help you, you have to learn how to help yourself. And a lot of this stuff that they do to us is not fair. We know it's not fair. We know it's not right. But you have to pull yourself up from the ashes and become a phoenix. If you don't know what a phoenix is, it's a bird. It's a bird that comes from the ashes. Now, I'm from the South, and I lived in Atlanta, Georgia for years, and I know the history about General Tarleton marching in and burning down everything. And Atlanta was a city that was pretty much burnt to the ground. And it became a phoenix, which is a bird, a white bird that drives itself from the ashes and emerge victorious. And that's the way we have to become. That's the way we have to become. You are so powerful. You don't realize how powerful you are because the news media tells you one thing. But I am telling you, you are powerful. You just have to tell yourself, I have a tremendous amount of power available at my disposal. Whether you believe it or not, it doesn't matter. Get you a 99-cent notebook and write it 20 times. If it takes 100 times, write it down 100 times. Because what you are doing is imprinting it in your mind. You're becoming very victorious. You're going to rise up from nothing. And you're going to wonder, how in the world did I do that? You're doing it by writing it down. It says, write the vision. Though it tarries, it will come to pass.
Write it down. So, Rose, what is your message? I mean, I understand what you're saying, but what
my
are you saying?
Is,
you know what I'm saying? To the people out there, you know
message.
What I'm saying?
This is my message for all the people out there. You're very powerful. Don't listen to the news. Don't let these people get inside your head. You have tools to make yourself great. If you listen to them, if you listen to them, you're gonna be downhearted and broken, and you're just not gonna be able to continue. You're not gonna be able to continue if you listen to what the news media says. It says, whose report do you believe? Don't believe their report. Don't.
Right.
Find somebody who's like-minded and protect yourself.
Okay, because I was just about to ask you that. What about those people that are closed in and, you know what I'm saying, they don't have an outside filter, you know what I'm saying, somebody that they can talk to, you know. What if they don't have that, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, they're listening to
the radio for the first time.
I'm
sure they have a Facebook. Most everybody have a Facebook. Okay,
there's a lot of people got Facebook, but it's a whole lot of other people out there that are closed in. They don't speak to people, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times in our minds, we're not strong enough. Some of us are not strong enough to understand what you're saying. Somebody is not strong enough for that. So they need somebody outside of the radio station and social media to be able to continue to preach the gospel to them about, you know, this whole thing. So
you're
what
never
about
alone.
Those
hey.
You're never alone. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to say something here. Right now, you know, there's a lot of people that don't understand complicated. That word, complicated.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of people out there that understand average, or they understand, you know, simple. Okay, sometimes you have to reach out to those people in their own terms. You cannot reach to everybody and somebody in your terms, because sometimes our terms are way too deep for anybody to understand. So for anybody to understand what your terms is, sometimes we have to simplify it. Simplify it to the terms to where that those that don't get it, you will get it, because I just simplified the whole term of what I'm talking about. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You cannot always be deep, and I figured this out long time ago. I figured this out, that you cannot be deep with everybody. You have to simplify it to where they can say, oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying, like the Betty Wright thing. Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying, now I get it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can go deep and they can feel deep about it. But, you know, you cannot go deep. Nobody. You can't go deep to where, hey, you can tell them to research or whatever they want to do, but you cannot go deep with everybody, because everybody don't have a deep mind. So you got to simplify it. Okay, and one thing that, you know, my ancestors, I think it was my auntie told me, you know what I'm saying? She says, I'm going to get this straight. A simple mind, a small mind, that's what it was, a small mind talk about, small minds talk about things, just stuff. And I'm not getting the direct quote right now because it's just beyond my mind.
But no, we know what you're doing. We know where you're going.
Yeah. Okay, but a simple mind can only talk about simple things. So you have to be able to get to the person that has a simple mind and talk to them simply. Okay, and a good mind is going to talk about, things of something like, okay, what the day is, and a good mind is going to talk about, what's on the news and this, that, and the other, okay, or that. But a great mind is going to talk about ideas of what you're going to do or what we need to do or all of that kind of stuff. So I'm saying that sometimes you have to go down to another level when you're talking to certain people. You have to go down to a simple mind and relate to a simple mind, even though you don't want to relate to a simple mind, but you have to relate to them and then, build them up to a good mind or a great mind. You cannot just can't do that. It's always and just go deep and make sure that everybody, because simple minds is not going to hear what you're saying. You got to get on a level to where you can talk to a simple mind as well as a great mind and a good mind. That's what I have to say.
Right. Rose?
When you open your mouth, this is the thing. That's why I said, and Carolyn and I had this discussion earlier today. When you open your mouth, you're extracting energy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And energy goes all over the world. And people come to my inbox, oh, I don't get it. You have to go to the United States Mint. If you don't know what the United States Mint is, then Google it, okay? Because it's a place where they take all the old money. They take all the old money, and they burn it. They burn the money. They burn it. And when they burn it, it becomes ash. But before it becomes ash, you have a smoke. And the smoke goes into the atmosphere. Okay? The smoke goes in the atmosphere. And it becomes what? You'll say smoke, but it becomes energy. And it blows all over the world. Your prayers and your intention when you pray does the exact same thing. You have to keep running it through your mind till one day you get it. And it might take 100 times, but one day you're going to get it. Just like these stimulus checks, all these stimulus checks that we get out here. And I'm hearing, oh, we're going to get another stimulus. I'm like, how you know? Well, they say so, and da-da-da-da-da. And then some people say, well, we're running out of money. We're never going to run out of money because there's a tremendous amount of energy in the world. There's a tremendous amount of energy in the world. Energy can never be destroyed. You have to get that in your mind. And I don't know what it will take for some people to get it in their mind. You have to study this kind of stuff.
Rose, yeah. Can I ask you a question?
You can ask me anything you want to.
Okay. I want to ask you a question. You know what I'm saying? I love you, and I love your energy and everything.
I understand.
I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Are you, you know, is there a kind of person to where I know that you always say, you know, I know this is one of your phrase words, is that people are dumbed down. Is there any a time to where you can relate to somebody that's dumbed down and not go way too deep for them to understand? And just come to the point where, guess what? I can build you up to this, but right now I'm finna take you on this level right here. That's where I'm not telling you you are dumbed down there or anything like that, but I'm gonna take you to this level so I can build you up to that level up there where you are not dumbed down.
Okay, this is what I mean when I say. Say you're dumbed down, and I'm going to try to say it really quick, okay? I'm going to use
No. I was trying to call your name because for some reason I couldn't hear you, all right? So I thought you kind of faded out on us. So go ahead.
I'm still here. I'm going to do it really quick. I'm going to answer DJ B1 question really quick. My thing is, if you're a Trumper, okay, because we welcome everybody. We welcome everybody to this broadcast. If you are a Trumper, and you really love Donald Trump, I ain't got nothing against you because, you know what, you can vote for anybody you want to and have your philosophy and everything at the end of the day. Me and you still going to be friends, okay? But my thing is this. At the end of the day, we all brothers and sisters. When they planned that insurrection and took over the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., 5 people got killed. My thing is this.
Rose, you missed my question completely.
No, I'm going to bring it home. Let me finish. You ain't let me finish, though.
Okay.
So these 5 people got murdered, okay, or whatever. My thing is, these people had to be somewhere dumbed down. Because why in the world would they follow somebody who let 5 of their people die? And they're still falling behind him. And there's proof that this man is all about dividing the country, saying things that's not true. That is what I call somebody who is dumb down. Because I've had people come to me and say, you know what, I was wrong. I thought Trump was this, but I see now he's not. I see now that he's not. But I'm willing to listen to what I'm saying. Gotta say, I have people come to my inbox and tell me that I'm listening to what because Trump is crazy. They come to me and tell me that Trump is crazy.
But Rose,
but
we're not talking about Trump. We're not talking about
Trump. I'm just saying, you asked me how people can be dumbed down. That's how people can be dumbed down.
No.
A mind control.
Right.
They have all.
You didn't hear
the
whole question.
Go ahead.
You didn't hear the whole question. You didn't hear the whole point that I was making, Rose. Only thing I was saying that guess what? You know, sometimes you can go to. I can be dumbed down to, you know, some people is dumbed down to this, that, and the other. But is there any time that where, you know what I'm saying, that you don't want to go there with somebody and say, guess what? I'm not going to tell you you're dumbed down to it. I'm not going to tell you this or no, I'm not going to tell you that. I understand where your mental state is, where your mind is. But guess what? You have a simple mind, and I have to deal with you on a simple way to tell you that guess what? Simply, I'm telling you this, and I'm not going to go somewhere where I don't think that you can understand, but I'm just going to tell you that on a simple level, I'm going to talk to you on this simple level, and then as long as I'm talking to you on this simple level, then maybe we can go to another level. But I'm going to talk to you on this simple level first because I understand that's where you are.
You're politically correct, and I agree with you. I agree with you 100% because that is how you cop. That's how you draw somebody to you. You can't take a book and beat somebody across the head and say, well, it's like this, it's like this. You're never going to be able to draw somebody to you. And that is what these churches have failed to do. That's why when we was in this lockdown, people just like, I don't want to hear nothing but these folks got to say. They ain't did nothing. They ain't helping me. And da-da-da-da-da. And these ministers went crazy because why? They didn't get the money that they was expecting to get. Because people say, I ain't paying them folks no money. I got to pay my bills. They woke up. A lot of people woke up. And some people are still dumbed down. But to reach those people, you have to go like you just said. You have to humble yourself and speak to them on the level that they're on. And I agree with you 100%. But there are those people that are dumbed down to the fact.
Right. Rose, let me ask you a question, okay, because you said that, okay, everybody is not dumbed-downed, okay? We already got that straight, okay? But for those, because of what you're doing, okay, you got the Mind Hack 101, you're on Facebook, and you do your lives on YouTube, okay? So how do you address people, right, that may be into the same thing that you're into, right, but they don't understand a certain thing that you said? How can you break that down to them to where they can understand it?
I always tell people, get yourself a 99-cent notebook and start where you are. And I don't know what it is you're trying. I don't know what it is a person's trying to do, whether they're trying to manifest money, whether they're trying to manifest a relationship. I don't know what it is they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I would tell them, get you a 99-cent notebook and write about what you're trying to do. Before you get up in the morning, you need to learn something that's called auto-suggestion. And you can find that online. And it's a chapter. You should read it before you say your affirmation. Because it will tell you, if you're trying to manifest money, it will tell you what you need to do. And it will tell you everything is based on a feeling, okay? Everything is based on a feeling and on energy, which they don't teach in church. Everything is based on energy, which I already know. And I can tell you this. 16 years ago, I was in Atlanta, Georgia. I was in a divorce, and I wanted my own home. And what I'm telling you about with a notebook, that is all I wrote about. That is all I wrote about for about 9 months. I wrote about, I want my own house. In my house, I have this. I want my own house. That's what I wanted. And through a circumstance of events that happened, I worked for an airline. My mom passed away. And I looked in the paper, and I started working for this airline. And through a trip, I was coming home, and somebody said, oh, this airline is hiring. And maybe 3 weeks later, somebody, I went to the interview, and they sent me a ticket. They sent me a ticket to come to Arizona. And I came to Arizona, and I took a test, passed the test, went through the ground training, and went out to Dulles. And I had a girlfriend that lived here, okay?
Right.
I'm in Dulles. I'm in Dulles, and the next thing I know, my girlfriend calls me up and says, oh, I found a house for you, the same house you like, da-da-da-da-da. And through evidence of stuff, I wind up coming to Arizona, and I'm still here in the house that I wanted. This stuff works, okay? And I can go on and on. And you and I have talked about this kind of thing, which I won't go into what I've manifested. I talk about stuff that I know works. If you do the work, you can reap the benefits. But if you don't do the work, you're not gonna manifest the thing. You're not gonna do it.
Right.
And this is a lifestyle that you have to do.
Yeah. Okay, and you know what? And you're right. You know, when you say energy, energy is everything, okay? You everything the world is open, okay? The world has ears, okay? It's Mother Nature. It, you know, what you throw out is what you get back. All right? And that's just
exactly
what it is. All right, but my thing is this, is that because we, you know, we went, you know, and that's okay, but I want to go back, you know what I'm saying, to what I was originally talking to you about as far as breaking things down to people. But now let me say this, because you've already answered the question in the way that you answered it, and it's okay. But let me say something about what DJ B1 was, you know, was highlighting earlier. And, you know, and that was talking about, you know, people being, you know, dumbed-downed, or not really just dumbed-downed, but, you know, they don't understand it from your standpoint, you know what I'm saying, of how you're delivering it, okay? And that's just the way that it is. You ain't changing up. This is just the message, okay? But with Diversity of the Minds Blazing Heat Radio, and I have to use this station as an example, that's why we are called Diversity, right? Because we try to transform ourselves to everybody mindset. You see what I'm saying? So we get it from all. Do you see where I'm going, DJ B1? We get it, right?
And if
someone is on this station and we're doing an interview with someone, or they're part of our panel, and they throw something out there, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying, okay, so you know, what makes Diversity of the Minds Blazing Heat Radio Diversity of the Minds Blazing Heat Radio? So then we, you know, we go in and we tell them exactly what it is from their mindset. You see what I'm saying? Because we got hip people, we got, you know, the old school people, we got deep people, we got, you know, philosophers and all kinds of people. So we transform ourselves with every show that we do when there's somebody live on the airwaves. So if they don't understand something, we go to their level of explaining it. And so, and now we're all on the same fucking page. Am I right, DJ B1?
Oh, absolutely. 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 I mean, you know, whenever you get
so you
through,
have to be,
I can
you,
expound
right, you have
on
to
that.
Be, you, right, you have to be diverse, meaning that, you know what I'm saying, that's how you draw your crowds in. Yes, Diversity of the Minds Blazing Heat Radio been on the airwaves for a very long time, all right? But at the same time, we've lost people and we've gained people. We've lost people and we gained people. It's a process. But everybody that comes to this station, whether you are all, you know, in between, it doesn't matter. We're going to always make sure that we cater to everyone. And if there's a question, if there's a comment or whatever it is, we're going to be able to relate to you based off of who you are and your personality. That's how we do things. So it's the same thing with MindHack one-on-one, all right? You got to really go deep, deep, deep. You got to give it from both perspectives, all right? You got to talk to those that are on the same plane as you in that tone and that way.
Exactly.
And then you also
got
to be able to relate to those that are not on that same plane. And they ain't got to be younger than you. They can be the same age, but they ain't made it to that plane yet. So you got to be able to relate to them in a way to where they get it, and that brings them aboard to you. I mean, aboard your ship, and they trust you as the captain to lead them and guide them to where they need to be.
Exactly. You took it home in a home run, and that's what I'm about. No excuses. Don't make any excuses. Don't make any. This is the thing. Don't make any excuses. Don't. Just say, okay, I own up to, and I can say this, okay? I can say this, and it really hurts me, but all at the same time, I can say it. I know my sister's gone. She was my twin. She was murdered. But
I told my friend certain things. And through a leap of faith, through certain things, it happened. It happened. Okay? Do I want that to happen to anybody else? No, I don't. That is why I tell my story, because I don't want it to happen to anybody else. This stuff that goes on now, a lot of it don't have to happen. A lot of people, when they raise their children, they should tell their kids, especially African-American men, listen, do what these people tell you to do. I would much rather you do what they tell you to do so you can arrive home, so I can see you. I don't want to bury you in a pine box. These people, whether they're black or white or whatever they are, these policemen, they stick together, all right? They have a uniform bond, okay? They have a uniform bond, whether they're black or white. I can tell you this. I done studied it. People done come to me and tell me this. I don't want this kind of stuff to keep continuing. We have people, if you want to do your research, you're going to see the same people run to the same kind of thing. You're going to see the Ben Trump right now. You got something going on right now. Who do you see? Ben Trump. The last thing, who do you see? Ben Trump. That's what you see. That's what you see. Make your own decision. Make your own decision. Study it and look at it. My desire, this is my desire. I don't want to see another black male murdered by a police officer. I don't believe that somebody can confuse a taser with a gun. I was married to a police officer. He was a transit police officer. Came home every day, never had a problem. I saw the stuff he took off. I was a correctional officer, okay? Security officer. I don't know how in the world somebody can get a taser and a gun confused. I don't know. I have no idea how somebody can do that. And I'm a parent. If you have a son, raise your children. That's what I can tell you.
You know what? You know what, Rose? Let me say this. I'm going to go back to what we was talking about at first. And I'm not saying that it's right. I'm not saying that it's wrong. Okay? And I totally agree with you how you can get a taser mixed up in your hand from a gun. I understand that. But let's go to the real logistics of the whole thing. All right? This young man was stopped on what, whether, you know, that he had a something hanging off of his mirror. Yeah, whatever the case may be. But the case, you know, it went further because he, you know what I'm saying, he freaked out because he had a misdemeanor. If you just go ahead and go to jail and not resist anything with the police, because at this point in time, we already know what the police is about. So don't resist nothing. Now, if you get killed in the process and you didn't resist nothing, this young man, he did resist something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He was scared. He panicked. Okay? He did that. So, therefore, all I'm saying is that guess what? These are things that we as parents, he was on the phone with his mother. His mother should have told him, well, you know what? If he told her that, I got a ticket that you don't even know about. You don't even know about this ticket, but I was scared. Okay? But now he's dead. So all you got to do is just freaking go to jail, fucking go to jail, and you spend overnight in jail, you know what I'm saying, kicking it and kumbaya, but tomorrow you come home alive. Just go
alive.
To jail.
Exactly. And trust me, no parent want to bury their child. Trust me. No parent
want to bury their child.
No, they don't.
I seen my mama, what she went through with my twin. Her and my daddy, what they went through with my twin. That is why I share my story. You know, no parent want to leave before their child. It grieves them. It just hurts them. And this is why I tell parents, you know, to raise their children. You know, don't treat them like your best friend. They're children. They don't know. You have to teach them. And the thing was, she told us, because she came online, and this is another thing. If your child been killed, don't never talk to the news media without a lawyer. That's another thing. Don't never talk to those people without an attorney. And she's sitting up there talking to them, telling them, my son called me and told me, da-da-da-da-da, and I told him, I gave him the car. She said herself, I gave him the car 2 weeks ago. And I told them, tell the police to call me. Well, they ain't going to call her. They ain't going to call her. She decided to give that boy that car. She should have went to wherever it was, State Farm, whatever the insurance was, and made sure nothing would stop that boy. Because they profile her. That's just the truth. They profile people of color. They do that.
But that's still right. But it's still not taken away from the fact that guess what? Even if a child like that is scared, I mean, he's scared, okay? But at the same time, here we go back to what DJ B1 was saying about parents need to teach their fucking children.
They
need to teach their kids about.
But
listen, Rose, listen to me. They need to teach. Parents need to teach, and I know it's not happening. I know it's not happening because if it was happening,
exactly.
Then we wouldn't have a whole lot of these cases that we have, okay? But
exactly.
These parents out here, they need, like you said, they need to stop being their fucking friends and start being their parent. They need to get on their ass and tell them this is the rules, this is what it is, this is what you need to do, and what you need to be prepared for when you come up against a police officer or officers. This is what you need to be prepared for, my son or my daughter. This ain't the time to have this ego trip. This is the time to save your fucking life. You either fight or fight. Okay? And fight can mean a whole lot of different things other than, you know what I'm saying, trying to escape. But fight, meaning that I'm fighting to stay alive. I'm going to comply. I'm going to do everything that I need to do. And guess what? At the end of the day, I'm going to get justice because the video cameras don't lie. So if I hadn't done everything that I needed to do based off of what my parents taught me, then I can get myself possibly out of this situation unharmed.
Exactly.
But these parents are trying to be their kids' friends, and they're not preparing these children. We got grandkids.
Exactly.
Those grandkids, now, hey, I'm not saying that their parents are not preparing them, but again, you know what I'm saying, to some degree, I don't feel like they are, okay? These kids are coming up into a world where they literally have to be walking around this motherfucker in full-blown shield gear because this is the life that we're coming up on, okay? But at the same time, when you got parents that understands this life based off of what they've listened to from their parents, see, it's all about paying attention to those that have been there before you. That's the reason why we still here today, motherfucker, because guess what?
Mm-hmm.
We listen to somebody. But you ain't, like my husband told somebody, I'm guaranteed, you know what I'm saying, this age, or I'm guaranteed 48 years old. But you ain't your 30s or your 20s or your teens. You ain't guaranteed 48. You ain't guaranteed 50 or above because you ain't been there yet. So listen to what the fuck I'm trying to tell you because you got kids or a kid that is coming up in this life. So teach them.
Exactly.
And it's in the Bible.
Exactly.
Teach a child the way that they should go, and it shall teach them the law of the world in a nutshell, and they shall not depart from that. But these parents are not doing that anymore because they about as childish as these fucking kids is.
That's
true.
I said what I said. You're telling the truth, though. I mean, that's just how the point is. You have to have... And I, you know, I tell people this, I don't care what type of spiritual practice you have to have something that puts you in a way to get answers. Because they have an agenda, and the bottom line is the agenda is a race war. That's really what they
and that's exactly what it is. But you want to keep, you want to make sure your child is prepared for that. You want to make sure that they're prepared for that race war instead of them walking into a fucking ambush. Because if you let social media raise your children, all of them going to be dead. Excuse my French, and I, God forbid, but they're all going to be dead because you're letting social media raise your kids when you should be doing it. Why the hell we can't go back to them times to where our parents, the way our parents, we went on fucking social media. We, social media was outside.
You know,
that's
we,
what social media
about,
was at.
Exactly.
DJ B1, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well,
I know he got something to say. He itching for it. He itching for it, Rose. I'm sorry. He wants to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's so many layers to this. And I just want to go back to a point that I said, you know, back in this conversation, that guess what? If you're not open-minded enough to get on somebody's level, whether they're on your level or not, you know what I mean? I'm not talking about our kids or anything like that. I'm just talking about people. You know, if you do not want to, you know what I mean, if this person is not on your level, you cannot force your level on somebody else's level. And if you cannot conform to their level, then guess what? You are the one that has a problem because you cannot conform to somebody else's level. And when I say conform to somebody else's level, guess what? I consider myself a very deep person. You know what I mean? And I do. But sometimes I have to let my deepness go and be able to come to this person or that person on their level, and I'm going to change my level up completely and get with you on your level, and so I can talk to you and communicate with you to where you understand what I'm saying. And then maybe later on, if we keep talking, I can come to you with my level. But I'm not going to put my level on you because you have a simple mind. You simply cannot understand where I'm coming from. So therefore, if you don't understand where I'm coming from, you do not even know what I'm talking about. I don't care how deep, how much research, look this up or look that up. It don't even matter because they are not even hearing that. They can't see that. They can't feel it. So you got to be able to go, you know what I'm saying, to the masses or you know, whatever. The masses may be able to understand what you're saying, but those that don't understand what you're saying, you have to go bow down. I mean, it's okay to bow down, but guess what? You can bring somebody else up when you bow down to their level and then bring them up to a level to where they can understand you. That's my point. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Rose Williams, go ahead, baby.
I agree with whatever thing you said. I don't know what it's going to take to get people to get out of this thing they're in, because they've been so conditioned. You know, a lot of it started before I was even born, before you was even born. You know, I kind of broke it down to my friend that's down under. Okay. And she was like, why things this way? And I'm like, well, you know, they had to get in your house. And she was like, what do you mean? I said, well, you know, once upon a time, they couldn't get in your house because we had lead paint. And she said, lead paint? I said, yeah, we had lead paint. I said, and somehow or another, in 1972 or in the 70s, they convinced the whole nation
that kids eat lead paint. Now, who do you know, what child you know, actually so hungry, they pick paint off the wall and eat it? I don't know of no child that do that. It's crazy to me. But they convince a whole nation of people to get rid of lead-based paint. So they did that. And they used lead-free paint and painted the walls. Now, I'm going to tell you the reason they did this. And you can look it up online. The reason they did this, they had to have a way to get in your house. They already had one way. The first way was the TV, through the spiraling glass on the TV. And that comes with you going to a soothsayer, and they got a big old crystal ball, and they can look and whatever. So after they got rid of the lead-based paint, you have helicopters and different things that fly over, okay? And when they fly over, they can see what's in your house. You had people that used to grow marijuana in their house. But after the lead-based paint was gone, they could see what was in your house. You gave it to them. You gave it to them because you listened to them because they told you, get rid of lead-based paint. So they can see in your house. They can see what's in your house. So a lot of people used to grow marijuana in their house, and they would find it when they fly over. People run and hide. You can't run and hide no more. Why? They got things where they can see people when they run and hide up under the house. They can see it. You've seen it on cops. They took cops off of there. Okay, after 33 years, they took cops off of the air, out there, because they could see where people hide. They could see all their secrets. There's nothing that you can hide from them. They know everything, down to your phone. They know where you go. If you go to Dairy Queen, oh, you've been to Dairy Queen. Can you tell us your experience at Dairy Queen? They gave us this technology for a reason, so they can spy on us. They know everything about us. They know everything about us.
But, hey, you know what, Rose? I feel that, you know, if I can say this, I feel everything that you're saying. I do. But let's go back to diversifying and freeing your mind and your ass will follow. To those people that just simply don't get what you're saying, how do you reach those people? Are you going to say...
You said, how do
what?
You reach those people?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was
no.
one of those people
okay.
once.
Okay,
I stumble. Okay, I'm going to tell you how you reach. I'm not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Okay. How do you reach those people? I would tell you to read and study everything that you can get your hands on. And I'm going to tell you how I got to where I got to now, okay? I was in Atlanta, Georgia. I was somebody that would
but
go to.
But you're talking
to
about you. You're talking about you.
I'm talking
what
about
I'm
me,
talking
but
about
I'm just saying, I'm a mere
people.
Person. But I'm saying I was no better. I was no different than anybody else. I didn't have any kind of special training. I was somebody that, an average person that read the Bible. And I stumbled on something by reading something over and over and over. I discovered repetition. And through my study of repetition and through the Bible, I found out that I could connect with something. And what that something was, I didn't know what it was, but I found out that that something would give me information that was right, that it came from somewhere, okay? That came from somewhere. I didn't have a teacher, but I found what I was tapping into gave me information that I couldn't get from anything else.
Right. And I want you to hold it right there. And that's cool, okay? Because that means that you've done, you know what I'm saying, you've done your research, you know what I'm saying? You've connected your energy where it needs to be connected at. But at the same time, we're going to keep on going back to this same question, okay? Because of the energy that you have and because of you knowing so much about the energy and, you know, and all of those aspects of the energy, all right, the energy of the world, okay, if somebody comes to you and you've already given them everything, right, that you're that you're giving them right now, right? And they're still confused. Okay, what is your method? What is the what is the direction that you will go to kind of take it to another level to where, okay, well, it, they understand it, break it down. Because you have to be able to have done, and this is not even about grilling. Trust me, this ain't got nothing to do with grilling, but you know this is the station, okay? We're all inquiring minds, okay? But, yeah, I mean, you have to be able to break it down to them to where it's like, okay, I've done my research here. I agree with you on this, and this is the reason why I agree with you on this. And I disagree with you on this because this is the reason why I disagree with you on this. You can't say, okay, well, I agree with you on this, and then the other person is like, okay, so you don't agree with me on this? Oh, no, I don't. Okay, well, why not? All right, so you want to be able to explain to them why you don't agree with them on their level of understanding, if that makes any sense. So it's like
yeah,
that.
Simplify. Simplify.
You have to start.
Yeah, simplify.
And you have to start where you are. You have to want to do the work. You have to come to a point and say, I caused all of this. I'm in this situation because I caused it. You have to be able to say, I caused all this situation.
Right, and that's true, but what I'm saying is, what about those that want to learn? Because you keep saying that you have to do the work, but what about those out there that want to learn? Like, I want to know the truth. I want to know what this means from my perspective. I mean, from my mindset, basically. So doing the work
then
and sending them
to realize everything you have to. This is it. You have to realize everything is energy. Everything. I mean, everything. When you have to go back to when you were in the second grade or the third grade, whenever it was you started to learn the timetable, okay? And you have to, like, well, I didn't know the timetable. Well, they made you learn the timetable. Everything carries a frequency. If I say 2 times 2, well, you know what it is. It's 4. It's in your DNA. You know it. You know it because you've said it. You've done it time and time again. It's a part of you. You know it. You know it. Nobody can take it from you. You know it. You know we have 26 letters of the alphabet. You know it. If you're looking at a chair in the room, just look at this chair in the room. Somebody had to call that chair to come about. It came with a thought in a room. It came with a thought in somebody's mind, and they said, oh, I'm going to create a chair. And they drew the designs up, and they called somebody up. They said, oh, I got this chair. I want to put it here, da-da-da-da-da. And the chair went out, and that's it. And we got the chair. And people order the chair all the time. They're comfortable with the chair. If you want something, if you want. It was just like me when I was in Atlanta, Georgia, 17 years ago, in a divorce, had a house, had another house. And my husband was like, I'm not giving this house away. And I'm like, well, I want my own house. Well, you ain't getting this one. That's what he told me. You ain't getting this one. You ain't getting this one. And I'm like, all I want is my own house. And something, which is the Holy Spirit, because people go, oh, something. But something in me, in June of 2003 says, go get a notebook. Write what you want. Write the vision, though it tarry. Get up every morning and write about what you want. And I said, all I want is my own house. That's what I said. I want my own house. I wrote about it. I wrote about how I was going to decorate it. I wrote about it. I even went and paid money for a mobile home, okay? And it was supposed to be in Carrollton, Georgia. I went and paid money for a mobile home. The kind was going to be a double deco, upstairs, downstairs. I went and picked the land up and everything. And the place I had picked, I went back to the place. Somebody else got it. And I just said, look, give me back my money. That's what I said. Give me back my money. The man gave me back my money. I forgot about it. And went on and did some other stuff. And then I had some other stuff that happened. And I said, oh, I didn't get it. Some said, well, just because you didn't get it, that don't mean that you're not going to get it. You still want it, give it the energy that you want it. It will be a year later and it will come out through a circumstance of things that I won't go through. Yet I got my own house, and I'm sitting in my house right now, and it's going to be 17 years. I'm sitting in my own house. Okay. This is why you start where you are. God is no respecter of persons. What he do for one person, he will do for you if you do the work.
Absolutely.
And that is all I can tell you. It has nothing to do with color. Nothing.
Yeah. And you know what, Rose? That was your message, right, at this point. That was the message. That's the message that you wanted to give out to the people tonight. Okay. All right. And so, and with that being said, listen, guys, we're going to have to end the show because we're almost, you know, closing out. So I do want to thank everybody for rocking it out with us tonight and, you know, being inconvenienced from the entire Quiet Storm show to include some of the topics of tonight. So forgive us for that, guys, but we did what we had to do, all right? Check us back on Playback tomorrow. This is Diversity of the Minds, Blazing Eve Radio with yours truly, the Diamond Diva, and DJ B1, the Chameleon. We're signing off. I'm going to turn it over to DJ, and we will see y'all right here tomorrow night. Peace. DJ.
All right, I just want to say one thing, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, everybody has a mind, whether it's a simple mind, a good mind, or a great mind. Everybody has their own mind, and nobody has no reason to judge what your mindset is. And, you know, if your mindset is a simple mind, if your mindset is a good mind, or if your mindset is a great mind, that don't make you no more inferior, just like sins. There is no greater sin than the other sin. And
Amen.
So your mental state is nothing different.
Amen.
Okay, so just, you know, we say this word manifest. If you got a simple mind, manifest your mind in a simple way to where you can really understand what is going on. If you got a good mind, manifest your mind to where a good mind is going on. If you have a great mind, manifest your mind to where it's great. But whatever your mindset is, then guess what? Take care of your mind. Your mental health is the most important thing on this earth. I said on God's earth right now, your most important thing is your mental health, and that's how you think. And be comfortable with how you think. So with that being said, I'm going to always sign off with the same way that I always do. Guess what? We love you. And ain't a damn thing you can do about it.
Amen.
Rose Williams, we love you, babe, and thank you for being a special guest on tonight's show. Go ahead once again and tell everybody where they can find you at, and we're going to log on off.
MindHack101, website www.mindhack102.wordpress.com.